In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So when I was in seminary, I befriended one of the security guards at the front entrance of Union Theological Seminary. And from time to time, after I would finish at the library around 10 or 11 o'clock at night, we would hang out and just chit-chat. And one night as we were talking, she asked me, you know, can I ask you something personal? And I said, sure, you know, why not? She said, why are you here in seminary? And I didn't really know what her faith tradition was, so I spoke kind of in earthly terms, as it were. And I said, well, you know, I'm considering pursuing ordination in the Episcopal Church. And her face lit up and her eyes got sparkly. And she said, oh, so you got the call. Now, this didn't register immediately. So I asked, you know, what do you mean by that? And she said, oh, so you got, and she went like this, the call from God. You know, you must have a story about your call, like Moses and like Paul. And, you know, in other words, she wanted to know my road to Damascus story. She wanted to know that single dramatic moment when I was commissioned by God to be a pastor over the flock. And I could see the disappointment in her face when I began to backtrack and say, well, my story is a little more subtle. You know, it's kind of like small signs over the course of my lifetime. And I could see that I was starting to lose her interest. I know. And, you know, I felt bad. You know, I felt that maybe I should have a better story for her. But, you know, I was telling the truth. Now, when speaking with my friend at the security desk, it was quite apparent that she held a belief that is common among Christians in mainline denominations such as ourselves. The belief that ordained people, bishops, priests, deacons, pastors, that they have a unique and powerful calling, that God has set them apart from the flock, and that they are commissioned with a special task. Now, of course, there is truth to this, and we as Episcopalians do believe that there is truth to this. But this truth sometimes leads many Christians to a second belief, a belief that in the church there are two types of people, those who have a calling, clergy, and those who do not, lay people. But in our epistle today, St. Paul, in the opening of the first letter to the Corinthians, reminds us of something that is very important. He reminds us that all faithful Christians have a calling in this life. And what is that calling? For St. Paul, all Christians are called to be saints, holy ones. We are called to live a life of sanctity and a life in fellowship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. But what exactly does this mean? What does Paul mean that we are called upon to be saints? What does it mean to have a calling? Well, the Greek term that is often translated as calling is kaleo. And in the New Testament, this Greek word for calling can mean several different things. One, a calling is an invitation. When Jesus tells the parable of the wedding feast, the servants of the king are literally calling out into the streets, inviting random people to the wedding banquet, which is a metaphor for the kingdom of God. So to say that we are called means that God is inviting us into God's kingdom, inviting us to live a holy life, inviting us to taste eternal life. Second, a calling is a commissioning. Jesus calls upon the 12 to be apostles, calls upon Paul to be a messenger to the Gentiles. So when we are called, it means that like Paul and the 12, we are given a mission. We are given a ministry. And in the first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul emphasizes that all faithful Christians are blessed by God with spiritual gifts, and that God has commissioned each and every one of us to use those gifts for what he calls the common good. And thirdly, to be called means that you are set apart from others. In the parable of the Good Shepherd from John's Gospel, you may recall that Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, literally calls out to his sheep. And the sheep come running to him because they recognize his voice. And who are the sheep? We are the sheep. Jesus' message speaks to us, and we go running to him, running to his church. And that is what distinguishes us from others in the society in which we live. For not everyone recognizes Jesus' voice, and not all those who recognize his voice respond. So when Paul is telling us that we are called to be saints, he is saying that, one, God has set us apart as God's own. We have heard the voice of Jesus and we have responded. That God is inviting us into a life of holiness. He is inviting us into the kingdom of God. And God has commissioned each of us with a ministry to use our spiritual gifts for the common good. So you see, the calling is not reserved for a select few. We all have a purpose in the eyes of God. We all have something special to do in this life. But there is a lingering question that has troubled me all week long, and it is this. What about those who have not been called? Or perhaps more accurately, what happens to those who are called but refuse to listen? What happens to those sheep who hear the voice of Jesus but run away? What of those lost sheep who are scattered in the wilderness? What happens to them? Well, perhaps that is where we come in. You see, for many years, I was among the lost sheep. I heard the voice of Jesus. I recognized it. I loved him. But I ran away from his church. And I wouldn't be surprised if I'm among friends here this morning. But it wasn't until I was in the presence of good Christian women and men that I was inspired to join the fold. Christians with the gifts of love and charity, the gifts of patience, with the gifts of prayer, teaching, art, and music. Because it was through their gifts that the glory and the beauty of God was shown to me. Some people may not recognize the voice of Jesus through his own mouth, but maybe they can recognize it through us. And that is why it is so important that we take the time to reflect upon our calling in this life, to discern the gifts that God has given us. For as our Lord teaches us, we are not meant to hide our light under a bushel. We are the light of the world. So let us shine our light. Let our spiritual gifts be like a beacon to inspire others to run to Jesus. Let us plant the seeds so that God may do the growing. And may the harvest be abundant. Amen.